Hello Mzanzi, welcome to another episode of the Farmers Inside Track podcast. My name is Duncan Masiwa and I'm your host for this episode. We are continuing our series on the South African Wine Industry Professional Body, a program that highlights the skills of hardworking wine industry workers and helps boost their careers, recognizing their vital contributions. Let's have a listen to this interview featuring another mover and shaker in South Africa's wine industry. Hello, South African wine lovers. My name is Duncan Masiwa, and welcome back to another episode of the South African Wine Industry Professional Body, also known as SAWIP. Now, if you don't know, it's a groundbreaking initiative spearheaded by South Africa Wine. It is the first of its kind, and over the past few weeks, we've been exploring how this initiative will not only impact South Africa's wine industry, but also how you can get involved. Now, we're back with another episode, and I'm joined by a man who has a deeply rooted passion for the wine industry. After completing his BSc degree, he did a MSc in wine microbiology, and for the past 8 years, Brenton Marman has dedicated himself to teaching, currently as a lecturer at Elsenburg Agricultural Training Institute and a guest lecturer at Wine Training South Africa. And of course, he's also a proud member of the SAWIP Primary Production Committee. Brenton, it's so good to have you here and welcome.
Thank you, Duncan.
Now, you're at in Stellenbosch Open Day, standing at the Viticulture and Oenology Department stall, and you decide that this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. What about cultivating and harvesting grapes fascinated you so much?
When I think about that day and what I saw at the Open Day, I saw grapes, I saw a fermenting John Dewey canister, and I had a couple of questions, and then the combination of the science and the love of people, I ended up studying that. And what still gets me up in the morning, what still motivates me, it's that it's an ever-changing industry. So year after year, there comes differences with regards to harvest, the quality of harvest, when looking at grapes, when looking at your wine. And I'm a guy that loves a challenge, or that loves an ever-changing environment. Because if it is, I don't do things that get boring after a while. And with the wine industry, if someone tells me it's boring, it's a pack full of lies.
I love that. After completing your BSc degree, take us through how your journey in the wine industry evolved over the years.
So after the BSc degree, I wasn't done yet studying. I thought I could still get a little bit more money from my parents without me sustaining myself. So then I decided to enroll for a MSc, but the enrollment for the MSc was actually just to understand. I was at that point in time very fascinated with yeast and bacteria, and I thought that I need to journey more into the mystery of yeast and bacteria. And I completed my MSc, and then afterwards I ended up in a company that sold barrels and wine yeast to the wine industry in Paarl, where I worked for 2 years. And wow, was that experience, coming from the university, ending up in a portfolio like that and engaging with winemakers, more knowledgeable, asking interesting questions. And I think at that point in time, I realized that one needs mentors. And I got some good mentors, and they mentored me through the process. But at the end of the day, coming from a family of teachers, the passion was always teaching, but now combining it with the wine and with the grapes and with the science, I ended up at Elsenburg, and I'm doing what I love for the last 8 years.
That's absolutely amazing. It sounds like you've had a lot of memorable experiences throughout your career, Maybe take us through some of the challenges that you experienced and how did you overcome those?
I think the biggest challenge for me was arriving at university and making that switch from school to tertiary level. Mm. So if it wasn't for people at that point in time in my hostel and my classmates, I probably wouldn't have been sitting here today. So that was of the biggest challenges was the academic as well as social life. Adjusting, because suddenly you're away from home, you're in a new environment. I'm coming from, at that point in time, still a relatively small town. And now suddenly you're in a big town. Usually in the smaller town, you're the big fish in a small pond. Yeah. And suddenly you're a small fish in a big pond. So making that transition. And then at the end of the day, one of the highlights of my studies at the university is graduating with these classmates of mine and the friends in the hostel that actually helped me on this journey. And when I think about career-wise, the highlight every year, the highlight is when our students at Elsenburg graduate and we know that they are ready for work placement. Mm. And they, especially with our faculty, viticulture and enology, as soon as they graduate, they get a job. Not necessarily a permanent job, but they have some form of a job. And that just actually puts or recognizes the impact that we have on students studying viticulture and enology at Elsenburg.
Now, South Africa's agricultural sector and the wine industry as well is always constantly evolving. And as a player in the industry, it's quite important that you constantly, level up in terms of skills and expertise. What specific skills or expertise have you developed throughout your career that you feel are most valuable or unique?
Definitely how to engage people. Because lecturing every day, you'd need to get a theory across. But we these days with students, their concentration span and things like that are very, very low. So a lesson of 40 minutes, within the first 3 minutes, they decide whether they're going to listen to you or they're not going to listen to you. So I had to also bring in some theatrical gimmicks in order for them then to find the class informative and to keep the concentration span, because some of the concepts, due to the fact that it's science, can become boring. But my role is always to make it fun and informative that they actually want to study the work, because they need to know the theory in order to become either viticulturists or winemakers.
Yeah. And then from the classroom to now being a part of the SAWIP structure, tell me a bit about your role there.
The role of me was actually very interesting. When I got the call from Cachenay asking to be part of this groundbreaking initiative, I thought, yo, Cachenay, this is now very interesting that you are actually trusting me so much with my expertise to help establish the primary production. So what we did in the primary production committee, we talked about designations, so the different roles of the various people within the viticulture section, as well as career development. And that was of utmost importance to me to make a good impact with that regard.
How do you believe your contributions to skills transfer events impact the sustainability and the growth of the wine industry as a whole?
At this point in time, I think that it is good, the impact, what I'm seeing, especially with our students that are graduating, and with the launch of the SAWIP that happened. And the impact is very sustainable in terms of, if you think about people joining the professional body, when referring to the training that we provide for students, making them aware, and also the relevance, always being relevant when it comes to theory, practicals, those type of things. So making sure that it is sustainable.
Yeah. You spend quite a lot of time with the young minds of the agricultural sector and the wine industry. What are some of the key challenges, in your opinion, facing the wine industry, and maybe looking at it from a perspective of primary production and the education that comes with that? And how do you see those challenges evolving in the future?
One of the major challenges, and I saw that last year doing my harvest stint in France, is climate change. So France last year, for example, had one of the hottest years. And in Burgundy, where I work, that they don't know how to deal with it, because it has been a moderate climate for the last how many centuries. So it's low alcohol wines, things like that. And suddenly you have higher alcohol wines. So coming from a warmer country like South Africa, they asked the question, so how do you in South Africa deal with climate changes and things like that? And with the climate changes, I think dealing with that would be in terms of technology. For example, improving plant material. So with looking at the rootstocks, we're looking at growing different cultivars in order to combat the climate change. Using of drones to monitor our vineyards, to even technology within the fermentation, monitoring fermentation, aging, all those type of things. And then obviously when it comes to students, making sure that you always ask them or always challenge them with the question, what impact are you going to make within the industry?
Quite an important question.
Yes. So you cannot go into the industry just to take a job, because then I want to discourage you, because the industry don't need job seekers. They want people that can be innovative and that they can make a positive contribution.
Yeah. And it brings me to my next question. What advice would you offer to individuals that are interested in pursuing a career in agricultural education?
Education is not for everyone. So first of all that. So if you have a calling to work with people and to, you would know whether you like teaching or whether you don't like teaching. And if you like that teaching or if you love the teaching, my advice would be to talk. First, talk to people within the agricultural education sector, get informed opinions, research, and according to that, if you are willing to adapt to an ever-changing environment when it comes to agricultural education, then that is the way to go.
20, 50 years from now, how do you see the wine industry evolving, and how do you see yourself also evolving in that landscape?
Well, the future is a difficult thing to predict at this point in time, because one never actually knows how things play out. But if I can have a look in my crystal ball, I would think within the next 50 years, we will have then much more focus on technology. So we will have a bigger drive for technology. I want to be a little bit naughty and say artificial intelligence might also come into play within our industry. But most of all, what I would like to see over the next 50 years is our farm workers being uplifted and having their lives changed due to the fact of the SAVA, the professional body that gave them opportunities, and also for the students that with the teaching that we give at the various tertiary institutions, that they will lead the pack with result that will result in innovation and sustainability.
Yeah, I think we're all definitely excited about the success stories that are going to come from SAVA. Thank you so much for joining us. Lecturer at Elsenburg Agricultural Training Institute, that's Brenton Marman. The sustainability of the wine industry is not just about the vineyards and the environment, but also about recognizing and investing in the human capital that drives it, just like Brenton mentioned. This initiative aims to enhance the skills, knowledge, and professional growth of those working within the industry, and ultimately ensuring a thriving and sustainable future. Where there's wine, there seems to be an enormous amount of progressive thinking. So stay tuned as we delve deeper into this exciting journey. And that's a wrap. Join me again next time as we dive deep into the South African wine industry professional body. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss any of our episodes. From me, Duncan Masiwa, our technical producer, Megan Vanderfent, and the rest of hashtag Team Food for Mzansi, thanks for listening.